Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. This week on our program, we tell you about some new films.
Summer is a popular time for Hollywood studios to release movies. Films for young people are especially popular, since most of them are out of school for summer vacation. In the animated film Brave, Merida is a young Scottish princess, skilled with a bow and arrow. She goes against tradition and rejects marriage. Kelly MacDonald is the voice of Merida.
Firstborn descendant of Glan Dunbrock, and I'll be shooting for my own hand. Curse this dress! Merida, I forbid it.
Brave is an example of a trend in fairy tale movies. Young princesses are shown as strong and independent. Two recent versions of Snow White also present her in untraditional ways. How are young audiences reacting to the new image?
In
1937, Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs captured the imaginations of children around the world. The princess from the Grimm's fairy tale is weak and helpless. She waits for her prince to rescue her from the wicked stepmother.
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
But fairy tales are being reinvented. In the new movie Mirror, Mirror, Snow White still ends up in the arms of the prince, but she also outsmarts the queen and wins the kingdom. The second new version of Snow White is called Snow White and the Huntsman.
Who are you? Why is the queen want you dead?
She wants everyone dead, all of us.
What makes you so damn valuable?
You should know you're the one hunting me.
Your power.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
Snow White battles for her kingdom. She even saves her man.
Wendy Tucker is a librarian at an elementary school in the Washington area. She says children are interested in these new versions of old fairy tales.
When the movies come out, they want the book, which is awesome, which is great for me, because I try to encourage them to read the book before the movie, and oftentimes they've seen the movie, and then I tell them there's a book, and they get excited.
But young people still enjoy the classic stories.
They give us a different look on different time periods and how people acted back then, but also they include magic and fantasy.
Sometimes I like the calm elegancy of the old ones, but sometimes I'm sort of feeling like I need a big production to be in front of me.
Librarian Wendy Tucker says once upon a time, parents read these stories to their children to teach them lessons.
They wanted to emphasize how dark something was to make the beauty shine and be better. And a lot of the fairy tales and fables were told to children before television, radio was invented as a way for parents to control and teach children a good versus evil.
Today, the stories still teach, but the lessons have been modernized for a new generation.
Thank you. Woody Allen has set most of his films in New York, but the writer and director has used other cities in the past few years, including London, Barcelona, and Paris. His latest comedy is a collection of stories called To Rome with Love.
Volare. Oh, cantare. Oh, nel blu.
The film begins with the camera moving past ancient ruins, classic fountains, and modern high-rise buildings. Volare, the hit song from the 1950s, plays in the background. The stars include Penelope Cruz, Jesse Eisenberg, and Alec Baldwin. But the movie begins with a real-life Roman traffic policeman who turns to greet the audience while directing traffic.
I'm from Roma, and I see in Roma all is a story.
Visitors and locals falling in love. A business executive who becomes famous. An opera-singing funeral director. These are all stories in Woody Allen's To Rome with Love.
A terrible title, incidentally. And my original title was The Bop Decameron, and nobody knew what the Decameron was, not even in Rome. Even the Italians didn't know.
The Decameron was a 14th-century Italian novel containing 100 separate stories. To Rome with Love is Woody Allen's 43rd film. He says the script partly grew out of ideas he had collected on his desk.
There'll be a little note written on a matchbook or on a piece of paper that says, for example, a man who can only sing in the shower. And it'll occur to me at the time, this could make a funny story.
Italian tenor Fabio Amiliato plays the funeral director who sings in the shower. But he loses his voice on stage, in front of an audience. Another story is about Antonio, a newlywed played by Alessandro Tiberi. His honeymoon is interrupted by Anna, a prostitute, played by Penelope Cruz. She mistakes him for a client she was paid to entertain.
She's a character that has no filter in her brain, that says everything the way she feels, and it's so liberating and so refreshing to be able to play somebody like that.
Woody Allen himself has not appeared in his past six films, but he returns with an acting role in To Rome with Love.
They gave us such a great room. You know, you married a very bright guy. I got 150, 160 IQ.
You're figuring it in euros. In dollars, it's much less.
He says he chose Rome for practical reasons, because his financial backers put up the money for a film to be shot there. Alec Baldwin says the city created a light, breezy atmosphere.
I think Italy has more of a sense of humor, and Rome has more of a sense of humor than a lot of other places I've been. It's just not very self-conscious, and I mean, every cliche I'd heard about was true. It was so pleasant and so relaxed to shoot there.
To Rome with Love also features Italian comic star Roberto Benigni, Australian actress Judy Davis, and American actress Greta Gerwig. In another new movie, Lola Versus, Greta Gerwig demonstrates why she is quickly becoming popular in the world of American independent cinema. She stars as Lola in this comedy about the modern dating scene. Lola is almost 34 years old and planning to get married for the first time. Her fiancé is Luke, an artist.
I'm ready. Dude, you look incredible.
Don't tell Luke you were here.
But Lola is so busy writing her doctoral paper and planning the wedding that she misses some major signals from Luke. They break up, and so does her carefully planned future. Lola, guided by her best friend Alice, has to find her way back into the dating scene.
Honestly, Lo, this is good. You know, you met Luke your junior year abroad. I mean, you were a baby. You need to be on your own again, dating other people, knowing what that feels like. You've never been with anyone else. That's not good for character. No, look at me. Being single builds character.
Daryl Ween co-wrote and directed Lola Versus.
As a male writer, I try and put myself in the shoes of a woman, and obviously I have a lot of female friends, and I can pick up on a lot of the female experience, but we were trying to write what we thought was a necessary portrait of a single woman, you know, because we felt like there were all these broadly drawn romantic comedies like Sex and the City and Bridget Jones' Diary and now Bridesmaids, which they're all funny and glamorous, but they didn't feel as authentic and specific to our reality.
Zoe Lister-Jones co-wrote Lola Versus and co-stars as Alice, Lola's best friend.
The trick is to always make that person grounded, and so that was my challenge. But she's obviously the comic foil, and so that's a really fun part to play.
Lola herself, Greta Gerwig, says this is not the usual romantic comedy.
It's not a traditional rom-com, but if you try to put it within the structure of a traditional rom-com, then the person she's always meant to end up with is herself, and then she gets that ending, and she falls in love with herself. Like, it's as soon as she gives herself enough time to sit down and breathe, she realizes she's actually okay, that she doesn't have to fill any hole in her life that she was so sure was there before.
Lola Versus features Joel Kinnaman as Luke and Hamish Linklater as Lola's friend since high school. Deborah Winger and Bill Pullman play Lola's parents. The movie was filmed in New York. Brianna Blake produced our program with reporting by Penelope Pulu and Alan Silverman. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. We have videos about the movies we talked about today. You can find them at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find texts and MP3s of our programs, along with podcasts and other activities for learning English. Join us again next week for This Is America in VOA Special English.